If you would stay,
if you would stay
a little while longer,
a little while longer,
Jesus will make you, just a little bit stronger, if I
Oh, Jesus, good God, yes, he's mine. Troubling. think about it, where there'll be no more sadness.
No more sadness. No more sorrow.
I'm gonna tell you today that
I'll fly away.
You may not believe me, but I'll fly away.
I'll fly away.
Lord, you told me if I just wait on you, Jesus, I could mount up on wings of eagles. I could run and not faint. I could walk and not be weary, and one of these old days I will fly away. They tell me that there's three gates in the north, three gates in the south, three more gates in the east, and there's three more gates in the west, and each one of those gates have 12 foundations, and each one of those foundations represents the 12 tribes of Israel. And I don't know about you, but one of these old days, I'm gonna take my two wings and fly away, fly away, and be at rest where the wicked shall flee from.
Can you forgive me when I've often gone astray? How can you think of me when I do things my way? Turning my back on you, the one who loved me first, having my own desire, renewing worldly thirst. Told me you love me, and I should make up my mind. You tell me come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong, I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to hold your name.
what you gotta do. You gotta have faith. Just to win the race. Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Fellas, that sounds good to me.
Have faith
yes,
in God.
And oh,
Mixes on the planet.
Yes.
You're rocking with the best. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You've got the hottest DJ in the game coming through your speakers.
Turn it up, baby.
It's the anointed one.
I'm letting go of all that's behind me. I'm moving on to what lies before me. I'm available, please use me.
Two, three, four. Hey,
lot going on in the world today. Don't get caught up in all the stuff you see. As long as the Lord is there, we can weather every storm.
Turn on the news and check the weather. Ask for guns instead of umbrellas. Someone tell me what's going on. We just can't talk about it. Gotta stand together and beat it out. Even though the storm is raging, keep holding on. Don't know quite where to begin. Yeah, gotta start how we treat our neighbor. Build the walls, don't make us greater. The storm is raging, but we're moving on.
We won't change. Is he Is the man that trusts in him. Let's do that for a minute. Go ahead, Cal.
Putting one foot in front of the other. listen to this song and it brings you peace. Keep putting my soul in front of the other. Clinging to yesterday will just make me suffer. I just everywhere to let it suffer.
You love is all I got, all I got, all I got. You love is all I got, all I got.
Because I'm fine.
You love is all I got, all I got, all I got. You love is all I got, all I got.
You love
is all I got, all I got, all I got. You love is all I got, all I got.
Because I'm fine.
You love is all I got, all I got, all I got. You love is all I got, all I got.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you fill me now.
Jesus, you fill me now.
Oh, so keep me.
Keep me within your love.
Still stay.
Great is your faithfulness.
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 promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me, yeah. Never will. Still in your will. Never fails me, yeah. Never will forget, no. Never fails me, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You've never failed.
That the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Hits the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now, here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
We tell God thank you for a brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because, yes, he is. The same God today that he was on yesterday, he is the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. I thank God because he has proved himself that he is the true God. He will never, ever lie. Yes, he is the healer. Yes, he is the deliverer. Yes, he is the miracle worker. I tell God thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time to teach his word. I tell God thank you because God has proved himself that he is a God that will not lie. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I thank you for all things. I thank you for your allowing me to wake up this morning, clothed in my right mind. And Father God, I thank you for the others that you allow to wake up this morning, to be clothed in their right mind, God, to do what you have called them to do in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, God, that leads and guides in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your son Jesus interceding on our behalf, God. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power moaning and groaning on our behalf, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you for this brand new day. Oh, Father God, I ask that you continue to touch, to heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to pour your wisdom into your people, God, that is willing to receive it and use it according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless on this day your apostles, God, your pastors, your teachers, your evangelists, your prophets, God. Oh, Father God, anoint them afresh with your Holy Ghost power, God. Touch your ministers, your elders, God, your deacons, God. Oh, Father God, your mothers, God, your deaconess, God, your ushers, God, your whole body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you pour out your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you for all things. Bless NFI Radio, God, for opening up the doors to the different ministries, God, to come and give you glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Kearney, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, as we go out today, those that have already gone out, God, let them give your word to encourage somebody, God, to lift somebody up in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, I know they say the government and church is separate, God, but bless them, God. Give them your mind, God. Give them your heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, pour your wisdom into them in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you allow Gladys to decrease and you increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for all things. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for being the almighty God, for being the God that's everywhere, that knows everything, the God that is a deliverer, God that is a healer, God that is the miracle worker, for being the God that forgives us for all of our sins. I tell God thank you. I thank God for being the God that when we were yet sinners, he loved us enough to forgive us and draw us nigh unto him. I tell God thank you because God is proving himself, that he is the righteous God, that he is the God that can do all things. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And we thank God for the teaching and the preaching and the ministering that come forth. And on Tuesdays, we have Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., except for the third Tuesday night, because on third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer, and we invite you, if God so leads and directs you, to come out and join us in prayer. When you finish praying, you can leave, and we tell God thank you. And on third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study, but I always encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are, because it's the Word of God that gives us strength. It's the Word of God that heals. It's the Word of God that gives us wisdom. It's the Word of God that does everything that we need it to do. And I tell God, thank you. And coming in July on the 22nd, that's a Friday night, we will be having a service, and we're calling that service the Book of James service. And there are going to be ministers that will be coming, taking one chapter and summarizing it and give what the words say to do. And I tell God, thank you for how he brought this thing about to give his word. And he said in his word, for two and three touch and agree, he will be in the midst. And I am a witness that is true, and I tell God thank you. But come and join us on July the 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. And as we come back on today, we tell God thank you for the disciples that came on Sunday and were obedient, and to bless our apostle. We didn't have the afternoon service, but I thank God for the morning service and the move of God. Yes, I do. We thank God for your obedience. We thank God for your love, for your caring. We thank God for you. Continue to serve the true and living God. We thank God for our apostle, for 22 years of serving the true and living God. As we come back on today to continue to minister on what it means that holiness without, no man shall see God. We've already established that when you are walking in holiness, you have the characteristics of God. You have God's desires, and you even obey and have his commands, and that you seek his holiness. Yes, you do. And I tell God, thank you. And as we walk in holiness, you find that you strive, that you work at with your whole heart and with your mind to live at peace with mankind at all times, not just some, but with all mankind. And I tell God, thank you, we talk about seeking God's kingdom when you're walking in holiness. You seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not nobody else's. But you seek God, and I tell God, thank you. And we also found out that as a believer, a true believer, are called to become like God and his holiness. Because holiness without, that means your temple, your heart got to be clean. Can't be no sin dwelling in your body. And God with his sweet self will come and purge and cleanse you. Leviticus 20 verse 7 say, sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am holy. For I am the Lord your God. If God has to
be holy. We say that he is our Lord. We must be holy. If we say that's who we serve, we got to be holy. Because in order to see Jesus and to see him in peace, we must have died in holiness. Or when he come back to claim his people, and if we are still living, holiness must be residing on the inside so that we will be changed and called up to meet him in the air. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God because as we walk in holiness, we won't walk in disobedience. If we walk in disobedience willfully, then holiness don't reside on the inside of us. If we don't serve God with our whole hearts, with our minds, and everything that we do, holiness don't reside in us if we are willfully sinning. And why the Word of God lists some sinners, it ain't no sin that is righteous. Holiness without, if God don't reside on the inside and you're not serving him, you're not speaking for him, and you're not doing what he say to do, and you're doing it willfully because you are serving Satan, holiness don't dwell on the inside. If we look at 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 7 and 8. The word of God said, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. I say, tell God, thank you, because when we are servants of God, and we are walking in holiness, we stand and we walk away from sin, and we don't do sin. We walk in the righteousness of God. I tell God, thank you, because when we walk in uncleanliness, and that's not walking in holiness, we are not walking in God. It said, God have not called us. He didn't call us to uncleanness, but unto holiness, to walk as he does. And the words say, he therefore that despises man despises not God. Listen to this. It said, those who reject the instruction of the apostle on sanctification and purity are rejecting God. You are not rejecting man. You are rejecting the holiness of God. I tell God, thank you. If we disrespect and reject God, we are rejecting his Holy Ghost power as well. And I tell God, thank you. If you choose to sin and you are sinning against God, you are not walking in holiness. And one thing that I do know, that God will avenge and punish those that are not walking in holiness. As we talked before about when we were growing up and our parents would tell us to do something and we didn't do what they said to do, there were consequences. There were things that might have been taken away from us. Our parents used to spank us when we were disobedient. But I tell God, thank you, that when you get a true relationship with God, you will be obedient to him. No, I know that we are not perfect, but I tell God, thank you, that I strive to be perfect and to do what he said to do. That's why at give the word to ourselves. We got to speak that word unto self before we can speak it unto somebody else. If my temple ain't clean, I can't tell nobody else to clean their temple. I tell God, thank you. And when God chastises us for being disobedient, he don't do it because he hates us. He does it because he loves us. And what greater love is there than the love of God? Because he loves us, I encourage you to walk in righteousness. Because you can't walk in the flesh. Because when you find that when you walk in the flesh, you are satisfying your own self. You are not walking to satisfy God, but you are trying to satisfy your desires. But when we walk in holiness, it becomes a priority with us to satisfy and to please our Heavenly Father. And when you walk in sin and you're not walking in holiness, you are rejecting the truth of God and you are taking pleasure in unrighteousness. I always tell you, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. So if you are rejecting God, you love Satan. When you reject the righteousness of God and his truth, the word of God tells us, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because his word is truth, we must walk in truth. I tell God, thank you, that as we do the will of God, we don't have to worry about suffering destruction. As we do the will of God, we don't have to worry about God's wrath. As we do the will of God, we walk in his holiness. And as we do the will of God, we'll get to see Jesus when he come to claim his church. I tell God, thank you for the apostles that came and taught the word of God, letting us know that if we're not obedient to his word, that we won't get to see him in peace. I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. Babies, I thank God for the word of God, because he is the word that's going to keep us. If we look at 1 John 3, verse 2, I tell God, thank you. The word of God said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I tell God, thank you, that when Jesus comes and he shall appear, if we have died in him, we shall see him. And if we are living for him, we're going to see him, and we're going to be like him. Why? Because he is holy. As he is holy, I tell God, thank you. We will get to see him, because as we walk in holiness, we are being like him. We're not walking in sin, being like Satan. Holiness without, the word of God man shall see God. I tell God thank you. As sons of God, as a son of God, it's my goal. And if you are a son of God, it should be your goal to be like Jesus. Because in order to see him when he returns, we must have that clean temple. We must be walking in purity. I tell God thank you, when we're walking in purity, we're walking in the holiness of God. There is no sin in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts. And when the holiness of God resides on the inside, babies, I want you to know that the lifestyle that we live represents God, and we are walking in holiness. And I know it ain't about the clothes, but God's people are peculiar people. I am a woman of God, and if I say that I'm walking in holiness, I can't be walking as the world walks. I know there were those that wore their dresses down to their knees, but their ankles, but they weren't walking in holiness. But if I say that I'm representing the holiness of God, I'm going to represent him. I'm going to cover up. Going to please God and not man. Our lifestyle does matter. And I tell God, thank you. I can't talk Jesus and have an unclean heart. Our temples must be clean. If we look at 2 Corinthians, and I tell God, thank you, 6 verses 14 through 8. The word of God let us know that we are the temple of the living God. Yes, we are. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14 said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? If we are a believer, the word of God is letting us know that we can't be yoked together with an unbeliever. I tell God thank you that as a believer, it is important. I got understanding now. When I was in the world, I didn't have an understanding. When I married, yes, I was equally yoked. Why? Because he was a sinner. I was a sinner. Got to tell the truth. Because the truth makes us free. But I tell God, thank you, that when you know better, you're supposed to do better. Listen to this. It said, believers must not be in a voluntary partnership or intimate association with unbelievers. For such relationships can corrupt their relationship with Christ. This includes partnership in businesses, secret organizers, dating, marriage, and friendship. The word of God let us know that righteousness and unrighteousness shouldn't be fellowshipping. Don't get mad. This is the word of God. And it asks, what communion hath light with darkness? What has righteousness got to do with sin? It shouldn't be together. Not say Gladys, but the word of God. Then verse 15 explains it. And what concord hath Christ with Baal? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? I tell God thank you, because God is holy. And as he is holy and his son Jesus, the Christ, is holy, they are not connected to Baal, because, see, Baal was a false god. He was not the true and living God. He was not the God that created heaven and earth. I tell God thank you. In verse 16 say, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I would dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That is, if our temple is clean. If our temples are not clean, God does not dwell in our temple. Not say Gladys, but thus say the word of God. He let us know, I will dwell in them if ye are the temple of the living God, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. If our temples are clean, we are walking in holiness, and we are the children, we are the sons of the true and living God. The word of God, verse 17, so wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. I tell God, thank you. There are going to be places and people that, yes, we do have to separate ourselves from. You're going to find that you can't be a partaker of certain things, because if God is not in the midst and the holiness of him is not in the midst, it is clearly sinful. It don't mean that you can't love people, but you can't be partakers of sin. And he tells us to touch not unclean things. He ain't talking about a dirty plate. He ain't talking about the dirt in the yard. He is talking about things that don't represent him. He's talking about things that we do that are unrighteous. He is talking about when we stick our hands where they don't belong, and if we take something that don't belong to us, that's an unclean hand. God wants to dwell in our temple. And the only way he can dwell in our temple is if sin does not dwell in the temple. Verse 18 saying, I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. If we are walking in the righteousness of God and our temples are holy, we will be his sons and his daughters. That's why so many times when I say, my Father who art in heaven, because I have a relationship with him. And if you have a relationship with him, you can say, my Father. You can say, our Father. But you must have a relationship, because the holiness of God resides on the inside of your temple. And I tell God, thank you, that as his holiness resides in your temple, I tell God, thank you, because we get to be his sons and his daughters. As we look at it from the physical side in this world that we live in, there are many young people that don't reside with their biological mother and father, but they have parents they have been placed with that stand in the gap and take care of them. But I thank God for him being our Heavenly Father, because he can be the father to all mankind that love him. And even if my brothers and my sisters don't serve God, as I serve him, he proves that he is my father and I am his daughter. And as we walk in a Holy Ghost life, he is our Father. He is our Lord Almighty. I thank God for the ones that stand in the gap and be godly parents for the babies whose parents are not there. One thing that I do know, that if they turn to our Heavenly Father, yes, he will be their Heavenly Father. I tell God thank you that he will be their Lord Almighty. As we look at the Word of God, and we look at walking in complete holiness. Why? Because we fear him. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1 say, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I tell God thank him, as Paul made it very clear, that one cannot claim the wonderful and gracious promises of God's list in the Word of God without a life of separation and holiness. We got to walk in holiness and fear God. It didn't say be scared of him, but we got to stand in awe of him. And as we stand in awe of him and we walk in righteousness, the holiness of God, then we have his promises. And I tell God, thank you. We also have his protection. We have his answering our prayers. And to go into his presence, into the fatherly presence of our God, that's where God allowed me to go on this day. I tell God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That when we walk in holiness, the holiness of God, he will be our Heavenly Father. He will be there for us when we come back together again. We still talk about the holiness of God, because we've already learned that it's important to be holy, because God is holy. For I who have called you is holy. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right.
best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo. Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
coming out of the closet. HD 2000.
You feel the spirit? Draw near it. Draw near it. Yeah, I'm staring at you. When's the last time you won a soul? I thought that's what saints do. God sent me here to check you. If you read the word of God, then God can protect you from all these demons and heathens and black magic and witchcraft and hexes. The devil sure is deceiving. That did it. I'm telling everything, death in disguise. The devil wants a soul to die. You smoke cigarettes, you committing suicide. Killing yourself slowly, slowly. If this was a movie, I'd be Obi-Wan Kenobi. I just exposed the devil's cigarette track. Can't stand the devil, yeah, it's smoke like that. We be banging like a rugby match. The devil is whack. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap, let's put this gospel rap up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. I be sticking and moving and bobbing and weaving, cause this is my season. Make a sinner man start to believing. Check this out, I'm a man of God. I step real lightly, but I come down hard. Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, I'm with the hardest squad. God runs the yard. God runs the yard. That's why I'm focused on my spiritual clean and taking after spiritual things. Call me a spiritual fiend. I walk in his anointing. I use it as a repellent to keep these demons off me. When I speak, my words are like helium. I lift you high in the spirit. Blessings, you receiving them. Lord, I want to go higher. Mind off of sin, don't wanna burn in that fire. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap and put the church of God up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Are you anointed by the devil? If you talk about people, he'll anoint you to a negative level. Satan, don't you dare. There's gossip in the air. I see that spirit everywhere. I pray the Holy Ghost will choke you. Make you read the word of God until gossip don't want you. Now you know what you don't do. If you keep playing with God, he will leave that spirit on you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. The truth is hard to swallow. Get with God today, you might not have a chance tomorrow. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap and put this gospel rap up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. To all my real saints, where you at? Go ahead and clap and put the church of God up on the map. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Come on, baby. Touch your neighbor. I won't tell you. Grab nobody's hand. What you need to do. Tell me to get your name.
Been through the storm.